Hello.
All right, this is it. This is the end. It's unbelievable. David Letterman, after 33 years in the show business, is retiring. Long, illustrious career. He started out in stand-up with all of the greats, like the Robin Williams of the world. And he's outlasted many, many of these comedic greats, and he's friends with everybody in show business. Has he had his ups and downs? Sure, like the rest of us. But consistently, overall, the guy, well, he's a legend. Right, Spark? He's a legend.
He is legendary. He's been on TV and...
For your whole lifetime.
My whole life. My entire life, he has been on the television, and it's going to be weird not seeing him there anymore. So we salute Dave and everything that he's done for television over the last 33 years.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, It's a Show proudly presents a montage of David Letterman highlights, lovingly prepared by Sparky.
I'd just like to say, I know that Mr. Letterman is not for the mawkish, and he has no truck for the sentimental, but if something is true, it is not sentimental, and I say in truth, I love you.
Oh, my God. I remember when I lived in California,
Yeah. Years
and years and years ago,
Yeah. And
you could smoke an entire joint, and then you'd say, I'm kind of hungry, and that'd be it.
Yeah.
But now people tell me this stuff is one hit and suddenly you're orbiting Neptune.
Really?
Yes, you're.
I'd be kind of scared of that.
Yeah, I'd be scared of it too.
If you had, in the old days.
I had to quit. But I tell you, I think I told you why I quit.
No.
One night I find myself standing in front of the freezer. I ate 2 pints of ice cream. And I just said, well, this can't
be
good for anyone.
For me, it was a sleeve of Oreos. It was a sleeve of Oreos.
Yeah, you ate the Oreos.
A sleeve of Oreos, man. You're like, wow, I'm
but
a little hungry.
It makes you feel dumb, the smoking the weed.
There simply is no better man than good old David Letterman. And no one makes my mother wetter than...
Hey! Hey! Wow, that's... What?
David Letterman.
That is really...
Okay, Mom, I told him. I hope you're happy.
No,
sorry.
No.
Okay.
What's going on here?
All right, but this is one thing that I really mean from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. No bull. I really love you, and I'm going to miss you.
Oh, no, no.
And you're still an ass.
I don't live under a rock. I know who Jack Hanna is, but rightly.
He acts like you don't know what's going on.
You know who handled... Jack Hanna. Look, we're making him famous all of a sudden.
Right.
Jack Hanna, when Johnny Carson rest his soul,
right,
used to work with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
He worked great with them. Then I watched you work with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you
this. Wait a minute. It's the animals. I got nothing to do with it.
No need to get pissed off. We're just talking. That's a nice thing, Doc. You become nasty.
I try.
Here we are. Two Jews looking for friends, and you turn on us.
Say goodbye to David, the guy we laughed at from our beds. How we'll miss his top 10 lists now that he is dead.
But now you're leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
So where does that leave Regis?
I don't care.
Where am I gonna go?
I don't know.
These people don't know where I am.
I got my own problems.
I can't get over this.
Yeah, buddy, I miss you. The whole world's gonna miss you. David Letterman.
Check 1212, hello,
and now.
It's a show.
Okay, we've established that Peeker always comes to work hungover on the weekends.
So is Morty dead? Are you going to kill Morty off?
I don't think Morty ever got launched on the show. Let's Morty explain Johnson. The legend of Morty.
What's going on with Morty Johnson?
Okay, is this the pre-show? Is this the on-show? I can't tell because the heat is on going. I can't tell what's happening.
So why is this a defunct studio now?
We're moving, I think.
Are we?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay, so
it's a rumor.
Are we rolling?
Either that
Please
or
give me a heads up if we're rolling.
Either that or everyone pitches in $100 a month for rent.
Okay, so are we doing a pre-show every show?
I think so.
Okay, Sparky doesn't like it. Okay, I can
do
it.
You can do whatever you want.
So I've been are we rolling? I'm going to ask you one more time. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I can't understand why we're doing this. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous episode of It's a Show, the podcast striving to be the number one independently produced podcast in all of Canada. Can we get there? God only knows. We are also moving towards some goals on Twitter and Facebook, and I looked the other day and I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, we're over 400 on Twitter.
Ding, ding.
So that means that we should set a goal because earlier on we established on the show, good things happen if we set goals and achieve them. So if we hit 500 followers on Twitter at It's a Show Pod, which is also our Instagram, by the way, at It's a Show Pod on Twitter, 500, then we're going to do a celebration. What would a fun celebration be?
We do it naked.
Oh, geez. No. No. Veto.
Or in our underwears.
No. Veto again.
Okay. It should be noted that Peeker is still hungover after a wild drunk fest where he consumed a lot of Coors banquet beer, which, you know, is a great idea.
I don't know what that means. But...
And then topped it off with some vodkas and some Southern Comfort. And then he thought, oh, is that where you stopped? Or did you start
drinking
fluids or no?
You party like an 18-year-old on the weekends.
Yeah, I think we definitely went 18-year-old last night.
Oh, jeez.
That's the thing about growing up in Saskatchewan. What's the drinking age in Manitoba?
18.
Because in Saskatchewan, 19. You have to be a man. You're a man at 18.
Yeah, okay.
But then you still got to get somebody, your cousin, to pull for you because you're not old enough.
Well, let's talk about that because being 18 in Manitoba and being close to the United States, bordering the United States, Brandon... we used to have actually a ton of people from North Dakota come up and...
wreck the place.
Yeah, wreck the place. It was literally a playground for debauchery for 18-year-olds coming up.
That's actually a pretty smart idea.
That would look good on the sign coming into town. Brandon, the playground for debauchery for 18-year-olds.
It was crazy. I've never... there used to be some crazy nights, and, you know, we'd be sitting there and... Okay, so this is actually my true story, so...
Okay, no, you each got one.
What?
We got to move on. No.
Yeah, I think topic change.
Is it good? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, it's May Long. You know, we're all celebrating May Long, the end of it, and up here in... Canada, it's a...
First off, I enjoy you call it May Long, even though you're sort of from out east, sort of.
Well, that's what we called it.
Well, the Ontarians don't, which annoy me.
Yeah, well, that's Ontario.
What do they call it?
May 2-4, which is next weekend, I might add.
May 2-4?
Yeah.
May 2-4.
That's what they call it?
The May 2-4 weekend.
Because it's 24 beer, May 2-4. I thought we used to call it that, too.
Stupid.
I'm sure.
The Ontarians, I'm sure to God, if you're in Ontario right now, my apologies, but you're messed in the head.
Okay, so we're trying to build an audience. I'll remind all of you, G-Fark's not going to like that.
Oh, yeah, he's from Ontario.
Yeah, that's what I forgot. I must live in a bubble because that's news to me.
Okay, bubble boy. Before you do the story, I'm getting the beer. We're talking about drinking
stories.
There's some stories
Yangjing beer in there. Help yourself.
Is there some Yangjing?
Yeah. Well, he can still tell the story. Go ahead. Oh, don't go too far there, headphone boy.
I actually kind of forget it now. But I'm okay. No, I don't want to. I think it was my first May Long celebration.
Oh, I don't understand. No, thank you.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
I can't work in this atmosphere.
Good story. Good story.
Okay. Anyway, so when I was six, we celebrated back in... Brandon, Manitoba, May Long.
Story.
I can't stop telling it because you guys just keep
taking forever already.
So, back
seriously,
in 1991.
Okay, set the timer because we got to go. Is it like a minute story or a 10-minute story?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, growing up, you know, the rite of passage. Anyways, that's my story. It's
good times.
Okay.
Applause.
Now,
applause.
My original thought was, what's our celebration for Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Back to that. We're 70 people away from 500.
70 people.
Can we, like, order some food? We always drink. We never eat. And I think the Chinese thing, the China food thing is...
It's not bad. You don't like Chinese food?
No. Is it ever going to happen? That's my question.
500.
Well, Mr. Statistics over there, who volunteered to watch the statistics, has not ever reported back. Ever.
Who's that?
You! You never report back on the stats.
People should just suggest what we can reward ourselves with on Facebook or Twitter.
Thank you.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
that's a really good idea.
Interaction. That's what we're all about here.
We're trying to engage and enlighten.
Okay, okay, okay.
So more dig deeper. Here we go.
There's too much smiling. Okay. Line. This is Cassie Hiresh, Canadian skeleton racer and Olympic hopeful, and you're listening to It's a Show.
My favorite podcast of all times.
My favorite podcast ever. It's my favorite podcast ever. Ever and ever. And ever. Amen.
What time is it?
Lots of time.
I think we should phone GFARC.
Phone GFARC.
What could go wrong?
Plug it in, plug it in.
This is the first time I ever heard GFARC's voice. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I got the random call a couple times.
Did you? Have you got a random call from GFARC?
Some Ontario number. Who's this?
I told him he's not authorized to call you.
Due to the hierarchy of...
I saw this email.
The organizational chart.
Yeah, exactly. I saw this email that GFARC sent Sparky and over the weekend, and I'm going, oh, my God.
What's he on in...
And he's going to think he's funny, so that's the thing we got to deal with. Or something. He's probably at the gym because he's at the gym every day. If he's at the gym that much,
you've reached 416. Unfortunately, we can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message and we will return your call as soon as possible.
So deep.
Hello. GFARC, call us back. We're in the middle of taping and we're screwing it all up. I can tell you this episode's going to be garbage without you.
Call us back, please. Love you.
I went to the movies on the weekend. Want to have a first ever Sparky movie review?
Yeah, I did.
I only go five times a year to the movies. And I went to the opening weekend of Pitch Perfect 2.
Continue on.
Has anyone here seen the first Pitch Perfect?
No, I haven't.
Because you really should. I would say it's one of the funniest movies that I've enjoyed in recent life.
Give us the premise.
Well, I'll just read you the little blurb from the IMDb. So Pitch Perfect is a cappella. It's a base at a college down there in the States. So Pitch Perfect 1, they end up winning regionals, and they go to the national competition, and they're big stars, right?
How exciting is that?
Oh, it's very exciting.
Pretty exciting.
So after a humbling command performance at Lincoln Center, the Barden Bellas, that's the ladies, they enter an international competition that no American group has ever won in order to regain their status and the right to perform. Funny movie. Rebel Wilson's in it. Anna Kendrick, who I love to pieces, she's in it. It made me laugh out loud in the theater multiple times.
By yourself.
I was there at 11 a.m. with about 10 other people.
10 other people is a good time to go.
11 a.m. I've never been to the theater that early.
That's pretty cool.
It's, I don't know. I got a little clip because I did a little homework and Pitch Perfect 2.
There's going to be some haters out there. They're going to look at us, Team USA, and be like, why is the most talented one Australian? Who run
the world? Girls! Who run this mother? Girls! These girls have broken down every single barrier in their path. Inspiration to girls all over the country who are too ugly to be cheerleaders.
It's because of lines like that throughout the movie that are hilarious.
Plus,
it gets a little on the edge.
Haters gonna hate.
It gets a little edgy. Before I close, I give that 4 steaming popcorn bags, small by the way, because I can't handle any more than that, out of 5.
Wow.
Number one movie in the States this weekend. So take that, Revenge of the Fury Road or whatever the hell movie
Mad
is.
Mad Max?
Yeah, that one.
I can't wait to watch that.
No interest.
Oh, have you watched the first one? Like the first series?
Didn't know there was a first thing.
So I saw Bullet to the Head with Sylvester Stallone on Netflix last night, so that's a good one.
Haven't seen it.
Was it a bullet to the head?
It, you know, the one thing is, he could actually act pretty good in this one. Like, he's better than the Expendables. Better acting than the Expendables.
Really?
Guys, last night, Billboard Music Awards were on.
Didn't watch it.
Taylor Swift premiered the new video. Whatever it's called, with all the stars.
Bad Blood. And she was Instagramming photos of all these people for, like, years.
Cindy Lauper.
Everyone's in this movie.
Cindy Crawford is in it.
Ellen Pompeo's in it.
Okay, who's that?
Grey's Anatomy, hello.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, anyway, she's, like, the thing about Taylor's videos is she's a good actress. Don't you think? Like, that's $1 million worth of special effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't waste any time with those things.
So you got to watch it. What's it called again?
Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
Something tells me you also need to watch it.
I watched it, but I can't remember. I just watched it one time.
Got it.
And you know what else I watched today, which I...
The new Britney Spears video?
No. I had a pineapple spear this morning for breakfast, but I... No, the Brad Paisley crushing it video with the all-star animated cast.
Ooh, animated.
He made it. It says on the back on the...
He loves...
That he made that himself.
He loves the animation. If you go to his concerts, he makes things on
and
the
they're
screen.
All superheroes. Like, Tim and Faith are... In, like, everybody's in it.
I sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you're killing it, dude. Right. It's been a long time since I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change. Cause every week has a weekend. By this time Friday,
ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's a show.
Hey, guys, you know what I watched yesterday?
No.
Canada beat Russia 6-1.
Didn't watch it.
That was a little lopsided, to be honest with you.
I guess.
The big scandal was...
Half the Russians left the ice while during drunk. The Canadian anthem.
They don't like us.
But Ovi and Malkin were...
Stay out there. Well, what are they, stupid?
Yeah,
they got to stay home.
So, man. I mean, whatever. I mean, Russians really... I mean, guys, you're coming against Canada. Let's face it. You know, always second place. That's the way it is. You know, learn it.
And G-Fark, you're on the air.
What?
Welcome to the podcast, okay. G-Fark. It's Peaker.
Are you serious?
How excited
really
are you?
On?
You are on the show, man.
We are already at 55 minutes.
I didn't even shave. No, we're not.
Everyone, G-Fark, yeah. G-Fark, everyone. Here's the
hello.
They've been like dying to meet you, I'm surmising. So we got off to a bit of a rocky start, so we need to clarify the shout-outs and the who's awesome, you're awesomes, and the any linkage that you want to clarify, we need to clarify.
There was no email.
There was...
Oh, my God. Well, I just sent it to you. I thought... I thought you said 3:45. It's 5:30 here in Toronto.
Oh, everything happens... falls around Toronto all the time. When I say a time, it's my time, not your time.
And look, there's the email.
He did? Oh, he did.
Refresh your iPads, everyone.
Refresh your iPads.
So,
okay.
G-Fark, before we get deep into that, what do you call this weekend out in Ontario?
The Center of the Universe celebration, actually.
Really?
In honor of the title befitting the realm of influence that we exert here on the rest of Canada.
Nice. I wasn't looking for that answer, but that's more in depth than what I was.
More editing for me. Okay, so...
It's actually just a way of deflecting attention away from the fact that the Leafs suck. But anyway...
Okay, we call it in Alberta this weekend, May long. What would you call it?
Well, we would technically call it the May 2-4.
There you go. That's what we were waiting for.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, that's right.
Except
technically, it's May 2-4, but I think Kathleen Wynn has spent us into oblivion here, so we had to move it up a week. But anyway, who knows?
You're listening to It's a Show, a co-production of Sloan Baxter.
We put the agency in the term creative agency.
Wouldn't it be better if you put the creative in the creative agency?
Well, that's what everybody would do. You see, it's like a Kansas City shuffle. When everybody else is going right, we're going left. I mean, at least I think that's what Don Draper would do, sort of where I was going with that. That's what everybody would expect, but we try to come up with the unexpected because, you know, we're small creative agency. We try to think outside of the box, as it were, which is not really a creative term. But anyway.
Okay, now I'm looking at your show. Now, Sparky,
I was going to say, we're going to have to redo this whole entire episode because this is not what we did.
We didn't do any of this.
I know.
It's the May Long Monday hungover edition. Where we just flow with the go.
We flow with the go. Flow with the flow.
Why am I not surprised?
Now, G-Fark, am I supposed to mention the sponsorship, our first ever paid sponsorship now, or are we going to make a hoo-hurrah over that later?
What?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's up to you. You're the showrunner.
This episode of It's a Show is generously supported by OpenHighway.com. That's OpenHWY.com. They say sharing is caring. Well, there's no better way to engage customers' social media sharing for your business than OpenHighway Social Spark. Follow them on Twitter at OpenHighway to find out more. Again, that's at OpenHWY. Kelsey Knudsen believes in us.
Yeah.
He's putting some hard-earned dineros down so that we can buy a new laptop for the show. It's so exciting.
And this Social Spark thing, I've used it. I've seen it. It is the coolest thing ever. Sign me up for that all day.
Okay, we're going to have Kelsey on to explain the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, I love it. So cool.
What would you say in a nutshell? How would you describe Spark?
Oh, man. Well, for example, I was at a social media breakfast a couple months or so ago, and Open Highway had their Social Media Spark program there. So whenever you tweeted at this thing, it shows up on the TV screen, and it makes you feel like a rock star.
And, you know, there you can set it. It has an iPhone or iPad app where you can control everything.
Yeah.
So if you want to show all social media from the crowd, then that's all it shows.
Yeah,
if you
so
want
cool.
to shut the governor down to 75%, 25% will be sponsor ads that will roll on the platform. It's unbelievable.
It's really neat.
And he's got the exclusive license for the entire country.
Nice.
And he's smart enough to partner with us.
Smart dude. Smart guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say.
No, I don't.
Who's awesome?
If you're not on it, then where exactly are you?
Okay, so let's dovetail into you giving us an update on our social media. What are we doing? How are we doing? What's the plan?
Well, I'm proud to say that we've vaulted past the vaunted 400 mark on Twitter. And by the way, when we say we're not buying followers on Twitter, these are all carefully curated and captivated followers on Twitter that we're growing the show with. So anybody out there who might express some interest in becoming a sponsor, these are all people that are very valid potential customers. Plug. And so we're on our way to 500.
So we want to do a celebration if we hit 500 with It's a Show Pod on Twitter. What should we do? Sparky said we should throw it out to the consumers, everybody listening. And I'm okay with that, but we should. Oh, okay. Peaker would like to insert something now.
I suggest that we do it the next episode, the 500th Twitter follower special in our underwear.
That's a terrible idea.
Why not?
It makes no sense
at
all.
We could periscope that.
We
and
don't
have
know
like
who wants to periscope
people.
That, including me.
And I get judged for watching Pitch Perfect 2. Come on.
Well, I don't really know what's so special about that, considering half of you guys are already in your underwear anyway.
What we could do is we could dedicate the entire episode to the 500th follower.
We could call them.
We could interview them.
Yeah. Good idea.
Oh, by the way, we should mention that Twitter address is at It's a Show Pod.
I did, by the way, but you weren't listening.
Oh, did you? Okay,
by
good.
The way.
Sorry.
So we just passed 30 big followers on Instagram. Is that good, bad? It doesn't sound very good to me.
I'm excited about that because we really haven't done anything on Instagram in the last week or so because we've been rather busy here.
I know that you were busy with the Mad Men marathon. I know that's what took up your long.
How to get ahead in advertising in seven seasons of Mad Men or less, but it was it was very good. I don't know if people got the reference to Coca-Cola. But McCann Erickson, who Don was working for, is actually the agency that came up with that slogan back in the early 70s. So it kind of fit all together.
Wow, man.
What was the slogan?
I'd like to buy the world of Coke and keep it company.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That whole Coke song.
I'd like to buy the world of Coke and keep it company.
That's deep.
Speaking of beverages, we got to do a shout out to Yanjing Beer. It's the official state banquet beer since 1995 in China. I got one on the go. Actually, this one, Peaker, can you hit the fridge? Because this one's gone.
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse it.
Beer.
I could really use a beer.
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 Hooray!
That's how good it goes down when it's frosty. Just like poof. It's the perfect summer solution.
Have you guys mentioned the upcoming Edmonton Craft Beer Festival? WWW. Do we have to even say that anymore? AlbertaBeerFestival.com. Friday the 5th of June to Saturday the 6th of June. And it's going to be at the lovely Edmonton Expo Center at the phenomenal Northlands Complex in Edmonton, where you can not only increase your beer knowledge and find a new favorite by sampling some of the more 400 different types of beer on site, but you can also take part in some very great beer seminars and, of course, vote for the People's Choice Awards, which I think is a really great touch. So it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And actually, there's actually a new microbrewer, craft brewer opening up in Red Deer soon called the Troubled Monk. And I'm trying to line up, have them on the show, maybe get you guys some more things to taste and savor.
That sounds so fun, Troubled Monk. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
G-Fark, the celebrity hotline is ringing. We're going to have to dump you out.
All right. Well, have fun. And if you need any more help, you know where to get me.
SloanBaxterAgency.com.
Just SloanBaxter.com. SloanBaxter.com.
Freaking amateur.
Jeez Louise.
I'm still on the line, by the way.
Okay, here we go. Thanks, man. End then accept.
All right.
Jay.
Craig, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Good. Can you give me like 2 more minutes? I just have to run to the washroom.
Okay, Jay, call us back.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So,
okay, there's some developments happening in the It's a Show camp.
Oh, God.
We're very excited to announce that It's a Show, that we are in negotiations and under consideration with several locations to form a real world HQ, not in my basement and not in Sparky's apartment on Stanhope.
This makes me really, really happy.
I know, because you've been getting disgruntled. I feel that you will return my text sooner. And you will respond faster if you know that I'm not going to invade your apartment in case you haven't dusted or put the potpourri in the bathroom.
Yes and no. Only because, oh, man, you know, this is my sanctuary.
I know. This is your living quarters, and now we've got it full of broadcasting crap.
This setup now is actually not too bad, but before I went all out, it was crazy. But I've been busy.
Yeah.
Long story short.
Okay, so we want to talk about why you've been busy, because you're working extra shifts so you can raise money, have some cash in your pocket when you go on your excursion to California.
Yeah, going to Los Angeles for about 3 or so nights, and then driving to Las Vegas for 3 nights.
To see Brooks and Dunn and Reba.
Brooks and Dunn and Reba, possibly Cirque du Soleil 1, the Michael Jackson show, and Disney in Anaheim, and the LA Dodgers and the Giants, and there's our guest.
Get back to that shortly on It's a Show.
I like your ringtone.
You like it?
I like your ringtone. It's a good ringtone.
Well, thank you very much. Jason Hasty, welcome to It's a Show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you're from Bursay, Saskatchewan.
Yes, and I am.
That's what we term as a hamlet. So what would the population of Bursay be when you were a young up-and-comer?
It was either 67 or 68 people.
That was the metro, but what about the outlying? Did you count in the outlying areas for traffic stats?
Oh, boy. Definitely in the hundreds, I'd say.
This is some recon that G-Fark in Toronto at our Sloan Baxter office dug up. What building in Bursay is listed on the Canadian Register of Historic Places?
Oh, wow. The church?
You got it.
United Church.
First, there you go. The United Church, circa 1928.
Wow, that's awesome.
And you're also one of the few communities left that have an actual elevator, because they're tearing them all down. You see it all over social media these days. They're bringing all the big bad boys down.
That's right, yeah. And I love going to the Bursay elevator with my dad. We'd always haul grain there.
Yeah, those guys, elevator agents were interesting guys when we were kids, eh?
Yeah, they had to be very talkative. That was part of their job, I think.
The one guy in Saskatoon would always offer me like gum and stuff, and I thought that was cool. And Dad would just say, you want gum? Just chew on some wheat.
We did that often.
Now, you are a bit of a progeny, because you started playing piano at what age? Like 5, 4?
Yeah, around 5-ish.
And you started playing trumpet in junior high.
Trumpet! I play trumpet.
Where did you learn all this about me?
G-Fark does some... He's got friends in low, low places.
Yeah, it seems like it. I love it.
So, Jay, do you still play trumpet today?
No, I actually sell. Well, I probably could, but I sold my trumpet years ago. I think it was actually on eBay when eBay was first starting.
I'd love to have you listen while you critique Sparky's trumpet.
I've thought about selling my trumpet as well. I think you go for a couple hundred, if not more.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't sell it. I know what we're going to do when we hit 500 followers on Twitter is Sparky's going to play the trumpet.
We should definitely do some trumpet YouTube videos.
So Jason Hasty and the Alibi, you guys don't have a horn section. That's something you're lacking, maybe.
Yeah.
So you're on to the second album. The first one was called Turning Point. That dropped about 2 years ago and had some success with that. And now tell us about this new record you're putting together.
Yeah, we're just finishing it up, actually. Today, we just released the first single off of our upcoming album called White Dress. And it's a new sound for us. We're actually super, super excited. I actually produced this song along with my guitar player, Joel Fraser, who's an incredibly musically talented person who you met, I think, in Red Deer.
Yeah, he's got a real character too, man, actually.
Yeah, definitely a character. And yeah, we are super, super pumped about this. Had some pretty good feedback so far on the new sound, and it was so freeing to actually be able to step into the producer role and kind of, you know, let our creativity speak, which has been very, very cool. It was the first time that we were able to really collaborate on a lot of stuff. And Joel has a home studio, so we did a lot of demoing and a lot of rehearsing and trying out things in his home studio before we actually went into the studio, into Music Center Canada, the recording studio where we recorded it, and in Nashville as well. So it was actually a really cool experience to be able to do that and to already have our ideas that we took into the studio.
Let's talk about Music Center Canada for a second. What's the secret of that place? Because a lot of prominent Canadians are putting together their records there.
Yeah, and you know what? Dave, who's the owner, Dave Temple, he actually approached me at Stampede last year when we were doing a show, and he said, "Have you ever thought about recording at MCC?" And I said, you know, because we'd always recorded in Nashville, and I mean, it's a great experience recording down there, but MCC had been winning so many awards as of late, and just really seeming to kind of advance in their sound and their production, and so seriously, I started considering it. And the cool thing is, they're only 6 blocks from my house.
Oh, get out.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome in that sense, because anytime we had any ideas or needed to work on a little part, it's just a short commute. Whereas when you do stuff down in Nashville, you know, you fly down for a week and you've got to get everything done in a week. And if you don't get it done, too bad. Your flight's booked, unless you want to shell out a bunch of extra money changing your flights and schedules and all that kind of stuff. But it was so flexible being able to work at a studio so close to my home.
So we're about to hear the results. So the lead single is White Dress. And tell us about that song.
It's kind of a cool song. It's got a very pop rock type feel. And two of the guys in the band are kind of from a rock background. So it's very true to the band that we are. And it talks about a girl who is, she thinks she's going to find everything in the city. And that's where I'll leave it.
And it's saying, come back. That's why I'm telling her, I wanna love you more.
At Jason Hasty on Twitter, and that's Hasty is Hastie. Facebook, Jason Hasty and the Alibi. The website is jasonhastymusic.com, so we can find you everywhere. And this music is going to be all around us in the coming months.
Hopefully it'll be on all the radio stations across Canada.
You like to travel. You've been around. You've been to Nashville lots and stuff. And I understand you were in Los Angeles for a friend's movie premiere at Grohmann's Theater recently.
Yeah, I had the opportunity just actually this past week to see his one of my friend's movies premiere at the Grauman, the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Very cool. He's worked on this movie for a long time, and they've got a lot of people involved in it. And so to see it actually premiering in a Hollywood theater has been pretty cool.
What's this guy's name, and what's the movie called?
The movie's called Camp, and it's a great story. It's a touching story and has had a lot of influence already across the United States. It's a kid's story, kids who go to a summer camp, and that's kind of the one time of the year that they actually are able to let loose, have fun. And it talks about, you know, the homes that they've grown up in and the, you know, we're all pretty privileged in our lives growing up, and to see underprivileged kids have an opportunity at something like camp is pretty incredible. And I can say truthfully that I shed a few tears during that movie. It was a wonderful movie.
And who's the guy?
Mike Kenyon is a friend of mine. He actually used to be in a bunch of sitcoms like Who's the Boss, Growing Pains. Do you remember those?
Yeah. Those good old shows? So like he was a walk-on kind of cameo character?
Yeah, cameo characters. Yeah, he was like always the school buddy or something like that.
We're going to have one of those kind of people on the show in the coming weeks. He played the bellhop kid on Zach and Cody or something. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody that my kids always watch, and they're pumped. They can't even believe it. Now they think I'm a big deal.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. He's got a cool name, too. It's like Armand DeSante or Amar. What was it, Spark? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
Okay. Our special guest is Jason Hasty. Jason, continued success and good luck with this new record. And to start it off, the new single, White Dress, that is fabulous. And, you know, you keep on honing your craft. And it's an exciting time to have music in country with all the exposure you can get with social media.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. Social media is where it's at. And really, you know, Canadian sound, the studios and the artists, I think we're bringing it to another level now. We've got worldwide talent, that's for sure.
It's a Show is On with G.A. Sparky. Peeker had to depart because his wife called, I think is what happened. Hi, Kim. It's time for Who's Awesome?
You're Awesome.
We're going to start out with at Al LeBlanc. Now, Al is the bass player for at Cody Prevost, who was our special guest last week on It's a Show. Great guy, Saskatchewan artist. And among his many talents, Al LeBlanc is actually the Sasquatch impersonator from the All Kinds of Crazy video. If you haven't seen Cody Prevost's All Kinds of Crazy video, check it out on YouTube or through his website today. It's a beauty. They did a lot of work on that. It's classic. I love it. Got a kick out of it. Also, we want to say who's awesome?
You're awesome.
To a Sherwood Park-based custom home manufacturer called At Contrast Homes, focused on exceptional quality and client satisfaction. Reminds me of a certain podcast we know and love. They'd love to build your new home at Contrast Homes. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, the lovely Jennifer Reese, who goes by @plaid_monk on Twitter. And she's got a lot to do with the huge success of the Toad and Turtle.
Love that place.
@toadandturtle.ca. She's a big fan of Starbucks curling. And of course, the Toad and Turtle's famous Wowie Maui ribs. And now, of course, It's a Show podcast. Who's awesome?
They're awesome.
Well, Sparky, it was a rough ride, but another episode in the can of the legendary It's a Show podcast. And remember, we're striving to hit 500 followers on Twitter. We're still 70 away from getting there. If you can help us and spread the word on this nonsense, that would be awesome. And we will guarantee that we will, what are we going to do? Oh, you're going to play the trumpet. Sparky will play the trumpet to celebrate 500 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe we should get an ice cream cake too.
Ice cream cake.
Yeah.
You know, I find the world divided on ice cream cake. You're either all for it or you're pretty much hardcore against it.
What is... I
don't understand it.
I could see people being meh with it, but how could you be against it?
Like you got a cake with ice cream
100%.
And Oreo bits and whatever magic you
oozy.
Want in there.
The only downside is that you got to let that sucker thaw a bit.
Yeah,
otherwise, you're not getting any.
And if you got old teeth like mine, that can be a thing. Oh, by the way, I had a DQ burger the other day.
Yeah.
Bit down and piece of bone. And I'm going, this is it. This is my ticket. I'm suing Dairy Queen. And then I realized it was a piece of my own tooth that broke
that's
off.
That's not good.
Old people's teeth just fall right out of your mouth. I got an appointment booked for Wednesday.
My dad was in town last weekend just to quickly DQ wrap up. He's like, oh, he's taking me to somewhere I've never been before for lunch. I was like, all right, well we're driving down the road. And he's like, what's Chill and Grill? Let's go there. I was like, Dad, that's Dairy Queen.
A true world traveler. So where did you end up?
Finn McCool's.
Okay, nice.
And I did the social plug from Open Highway.
Thank you, Open Highway, for your tremendous sponsorship of It's a Show, for believing in us. The first paid sponsor through the gate. And you know what? We're not going to leave the gate open forever. You know, you want to get through that gate. You got to start paying the money
because they're running.
We're running out of money over here. We need more Yanjing beer. And hopefully that sponsorship comes through because I'm growing accustomed to this beautiful liquid elixir. Remember, kids, God bless and be good. Not because you always want to. Don't do it like Peeker.
Because you should?
Because you really should.
Finger guns.